Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Everyday Devotional. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ is one of the most significant events in human history. As we observe Good Friday, it is a time for us to reflect on the love and sacrifice that Jesus gave us by dying on the cross for our sins. In today's message, we will focus on the words, "It is finished," which Jesus cried out before giving up his spirit. Today's topic is, "It is finished." And our Bible text is from John chapter 19, verse 30, which says, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished,' and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." There's a powerful story told of an artist who spent years working on a masterpiece. Day after day, he refined every detail, every stroke, every shade, until one day, he finally stepped back, looked at his work, and declared, "It is finished." That statement wasn't just about stopping work. It was about completion, fulfillment, and satisfaction. Nothing more needed to be added. In a far greater way, at crucifixion, Jesus made that same declaration, not over a painting, but over the work of redemption. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he wasn't saying, "I am finished." He was declaring that the assignment was complete. Everything God sent him to do had been accomplished. The price for sin was fully paid. The power of sin was broken. The barrier between God and man was removed. "It is finished" comes from the Greek word tetelestai, which means paid in full. In those days, it was written on receipts when a debt had been cleared completely. That means your sins are not pending, they are paid for. Your past is not hanging over you. It has been settled. Your victory is not in progress, it has already been secured. Jesus didn't leave anything unfinished. He didn't say, "To be continued." He said, "It is finished." Beloved, as you go today, I decree and declare over your life that every work of the enemy is destroyed. By the finished work of Jesus, every obstacle is removed, every plan against your life fails, and every blessing flows in Jesus' name. I declare freedom, favor, and victory in every area of your life. What Jesus finished at the cross, you walk in daily. You are fully secured, fully victorious, and fully blessed. In Jesus' name. Let's see what the statement of Jesus, "It is finished," means for you today. 1. You don't have to strive for God's acceptance. Jesus already secured it. You live from acceptance, not for acceptance. 2. You can walk in freedom. Guilt, shame, and condemnation have no legal hold over you anymore. And 3, you can face life with confidence. The victory you need has already been won at the cross. Sometimes we live as though the work is still incomplete, struggling to earn what has already been given. But today is a reminder. Stop striving and start believing. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he meant it. Completely, eternally, and unchangeably. Time for reflection. As you go today, take a moment to reflect. What areas of your life do you still feel burdened? What chains do you need Jesus' finished work to break? Ask yourself how you can fully live in the freedom, forgiveness, and victory he secured for you on the cross. Let today's truth sink deep. The work is done, and your life is meant to reflect that victory. Actions for the day. Today, intentionally live in the reality of Jesus' finished work. By doing this, you transform belief into action and let the power of the cross shape your everyday life. As we close, let's take our daily confession of faith together. Say this with me boldly. I declare that the finished work of Jesus is complete in my life. I am forgiven, redeemed, and made righteous. Sin has no power over me, and I walk in freedom and victory. I do not strive for acceptance, I live from it. Every chain is broken, and every debt is paid in full. I live daily in the grace and power of Christ. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the finished work of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for paying every debt, breaking every chain, and securing our victory. Today, we ask that you help us to live each day in the reality of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. Fill us with faith, courage, and hope that we may walk in freedom and favor all our days. We declare breakthrough in every area of our lives today, and we go out in victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Don't forget, share this message with someone who needs this word of victory today. You never know whose life it might transform. As you go about your day, remember, you are not fighting for victory, you are living from a finished victory. Have a blessed Good Friday.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.